Go with your gut. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gleb Sapirsky, assistant professor of history at The Ohio State University, determines if this is good advice when hiring your next employee.
Let's say you're interviewing a new applicant for a job and you feel something is off. She says all the right things. Her resume is great. She'd be a perfect hire for the job, except your gut tells you otherwise. Should you go with your gut? In such situations, you should be suspicious of your gut. Research shows that job candidate interviews are actually a poor indicator of future job performance. Unfortunately, most employers tend to trust their guts over their heads. They hire the people they like and perceive as part of their in-group. Such reliance on intuition is especially harmful to workplace diversity and leads to hiring bias in terms of race, disability, gender, and sex, as well as others. This is the kind of challenge I encounter when I consult with companies on how to handle hiring in ways that not only promote diversity, but also avoid lawsuits. Research suggests that even seemingly minor choices like clothing, speaking style, and gesturing can make a big difference in how you evaluate another person. Our guts automatically identify people who are similar to us as belonging to our in-group, raising their status in our eyes. And this is a thinking error known as the halo effect. But just because another person is similar to you doesn't mean she'll perform well in a specific position. A good fix is to note ways in which the applicant is different from you and give them positive points for this difference, but also give them negative points for the way the applicant is similar to you. Doing so helps override these halo effect tribal sensibilities and make a more rational, less biased choice that will more likely result in the best hire and avoid legal problems down the road.
That was Gleb Sapirsky of The Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.